V ime Otca i Syna i Svätého Ducha. Amen. Sláva Jesusu Christu.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus Christ. In today's gospel, we see two men approach Jesus and they want him to resolve an inheritance question. Now, in the Old Testament, there are some very clear rules about inheritance, and therefore they had every expectation that Jesus, being a great teacher, would be able to apply these inheritance laws to them. Two brothers who both claim the same inheritance. In fact, if you read the book of Numbers, there are two chapters in which inheritance laws are discussed. And also in the book of Deuteronomy. But the basic problem here is not the application of inheritance laws. It is dealing with greed. Часом людська ненажерливість розбиває сім'ї, родини. Часом наше бажання щось для себе мати може відігнати навіть найближчих нам людей. І тому Господь це представляє нам як безумство. The Greek word for greed that is used in this passage from scriptures, pleonexia. There's another word for greed, and that is philargyria, which actually means the love of silver. It's the love of money, of course. Silver being the kind of money that most people would have dealt with. It was rare to deal in gold coins. Silver was about as rich as most people would ever have been. In the Gospel of Luke, there are several parables that our Lord tells that deal with the question of greed. In the parable of the sower, you will remember that some of the seed falls amongst thorns, and it takes root, it sprouts, but the cares about the riches of life and all of the worries that go with it, is the stock market going to go up or down? Or as it did on Friday, both. At the slightest rumor of some kind of instability, so much panic ensues. In the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, the question of greed is again addressed. A man who simply does not see beyond his possessions, so that this poor Lazarus lying at his gate is simply outside of his ability to see because he's so focused on his own wealth. Or the story of the rich ruler who comes to Jesus and asks him what he needs to do to achieve eternal life, and Jesus tells him, well, sell everything you have and come and follow me. And the man is sad and turns away. And Jesus says, you know, sometimes it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven because he's so completely involved in his riches. You see, it's just the way it works. The more you have, the more you worry about what you have, because you stand to lose more. Some of the freest people in the world are those who have very few, if any, possessions. And they are free because these things don't weigh on their soul. Really, if we pay attention, we will notice that many of the decisions that we make in life are tied up with our possessions. We have homes, we have vehicles, we have furniture, we have all of the things that our houses are filled with, so that periodically we have to purge our houses because there's so much stuff in them. We really are weighed down by all of this. And that's why Jesus says, take heed and beware of all covetousness. Господь каже, глядіть і стережіться всякої зажерливості. І та зажерливість належить не тільки до багатих людей, бо є і люди скромних можливостей, які весь час мріють про багатство. So really, it is the rare person that is not caught up in the worries about material things. The rich, worrying about whether they'll lose the great things that they have, and those who are of modest means, often thinking about how nice it would be if they had a bigger cushion. And so, I would like to address three questions. First, when is enough really enough? That's a question that we have to ask ourselves. We don't ask it often enough. And then there again, you can ask the question, how often is often enough? But let us ask ourselves at least periodically, how much is enough? When is enough really enough? When can we just calm down about these things and focus on what we can never lose if we possess it? And that is the love of God, the kingdom of God, and eternal life. You know, eternal life doesn't go up and down in value the way stocks and commodities do. Eternal life is there. And if you want it, the Lord wants you to have it. So the point of today's parable really is to look after those things that we don't have enough of, and that is intimacy with God. A real relationship with God, so that God will really infiltrate every aspect of our life. A spirit that is constantly in touch with Him. These are the things we really need to be pursuing, rather than worrying so much about material things in life. Not that they're not important, just that they're not as important as the world makes us think. Because the world is constantly pushing consumption, consumption, consumption. We want a growth in spending. Well, a growth in spending requires a growth in earning. And so the Congress is struggling to find a way to put more money in people's pockets so they can spend more. And this endless cycle of earning and spending and earning and spending is what drives our economy. There is never enough. There is always the desire for more, which is stoked by the marketing principles that are constantly instilled in our hearts. You know, in my second point, in the wedding ceremony, we pray for material blessings for the couple. We pray that the Lord fill their houses, plural, note, fill their houses with wine, wheat, oil, yes, every good thing, so that they may share it with those in need. So we pray for wealth, but for wealth that is not kept close to ourselves, but wealth that enables us to share with others. So the Lord is not against wealth. The Lord is against getting obsessed with wealth. And the third point is about attachment. You know, we get attached to so many things. I get attached to the way that, where things are supposed to be, especially near my bed. You know, I've got my CPAP machine over here, and I have my, there's several nasal sprays that I might need, because if my nose gets blocked, the CPAP machine is no good. And then I have certain medications that I might need during the night. I want them to be right there. I don't want to be looking for these things. It'll just wake me up more and make my night miserable. Sometimes people have an attachment to where, you know, this is where my toothbrush goes. This is where your toothbrush goes. Don't put your toothbrush on my side of the sink. You put your toothbrush on your side of the sink because this is my side of the sink. We get attached to little things like this. Your car goes on this side of the garage. My car goes on this side of the garage. And don't you forget it. We get attached to the way things are done. We get attached to the way things are arranged by us. We get attached to the way even our liturgical life and our parish life goes. You know, so many parishes, and I really feel for them. We don't have this problem particularly in our parish, but there are so many parishes who will not try singing something a little bit differently. And why? Because they utter what I call the seven last words of the church. we never did it that way before. And that, of course, means that in my memory, it's always been like this. And, of course, people imagine that if this was always the song with which we ended the liturgy, this must have been the song that they sang at the end of the Last Supper, when Jesus instituted the Eucharist and, of course, celebrated the liturgy of St. John Chrysostom. The thing that really gets me is which tropars and conducts that they use at the Last Supper, right? We get attached to so many things. How many problems there are in the workplace because some new supervisor comes in and says, we're going to do things this way. This is the new form that we're going to use. And it's like, well, the old form was good enough. Why do they always have to come up with something to complicate our lives? Attachment is a big problem that we human beings have. And we get attached to things. And that's a problem. The man in the gospel is planning to get attached to these things. You see, he's got a great harvest. He's going to build new barns, new storage facilities. And he's going to get used to a higher standard of living. He's already planning it all out. And the claws of attachment are closing in on his heart. In the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, we hear St. Paul say, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And that goes so well with today's gospel reading, in which the man makes his plans and then God responds to it, you fool. Today, your life will be over. And what good is all of this that you have collected for yourself? Отже, ми мусимо застановлятися, коли досить є дійсно досить. Коли ми можемо перестати мріяти про те, щоби ще щось, ще ту одну річ. Ну, то ніколи не є тільки одна річ. Але ще щось, ще щось. Що ми повинні думати? То ще, яке знаходиться в нашій літургії. Ще і ще в мирі Господу помолімося. Ото ще є важне. Ми повинні застановлятися над тим, що коли ми приймали тайну супружа, або були присутніми там, де інші приймали тайну супружа, говорилося про те, щоб надати тим людям багатство на те, щоб вони могли допомагати потребуючим, убогим. І ми повинні стерегтися, щоб ніколи не стати невільниками певного способу праці, певної організації, певних речей, які є в нашому посіданні. Бо Господь може сказати тоді нам, що ми є як той безумний в сьогоднішньому Євангелії. Амінь. В ім'я Отця і Сина і Святого Духа. Амінь. Слава Ісусу Христу!